At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town, and the pro football team, the Washington Commanders, is dealing with a serious injury concern right now, in my mind, and that is Jaden Daniels' knee sprain. His status for Sunday is in jeopardy. I think my first reaction is, look, this is a marathon of an NFL season, and you need him healthy when it matters most in December and January. My first reaction is arrest him. My second reaction is, Jaden Daniels single-handedly made Sundays fun again. I was a Commanders fan that started to hate watching these games. I was hate watching because every year we had awful quarterback play and the team was like 4-12. The best season in 30 years. And now 2 weeks into this season, Jaden Daniels dealing with a knee injury. I don't want to go back to watching average quarterback play anymore. I don't want to have to watch Marcus Mariota. It's a tough decision. I'm glad I'm not the one making it, because what's clear to me is the Commanders need an adult in the room to decide if Jaden Daniels should play or not. If you ask Jaden Daniels, he would absolutely play. He would. They need an adult in the room to decide with Jaden and with the training staff if he should play or not, or if he's at risk to further injure himself. Phone lines are open throughout the show to play Jaden or to sit the superstar and let him get healthy. Give us your thoughts. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. 0910 here on Richmond's home for the Commanders. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. The athletic director for the Virginia Tech Hokies, Whit Babcock, is speaking to the media right now, introducing the new interim coach, Philip Montgomery, who came in this past offseason as the new offensive coordinator working with Coach Pry. Couple weeks into the season, Coach Pry is out of a job. Philip Montgomery, who was the head coach of Tulsa and worked with RG3 at Baylor, will get his opportunity to be the head man. He'll be the interim coach, and I think they will take the entire offseason probably to search nationwide to find the right guy for the job. I understand why they moved on from Pry. I think they should have kept him there for one more week so that there can't be a mass exodus of players. But they do have an upper leg on the competition right now too. Find the next head coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies. So we'll bring you that conversation in a little bit. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
What did we say last year about Baker Mayfield? He is an NFL savant. The guy just knows how to read defenses. With the game on the line in the fourth quarter, Tampa Bay needs a touchdown. It's fourth down. Baker Mayfield, it just felt like the entire line collapsed, and somehow he stuck out and scrambled and picked up the first down on fourth down with his legs. Let's take a listen to the call.
Pressure off the edge.
Mayfield steps through. And he's tripped up with a first down by Gardner Johnson. To'o couldn't bring him down, and Baker Mayfield gets the big first down. It looked like three guys had him wrapped up. Somehow he sneaks through the offensive line and the defensive line, scrambles for the first down. He was 25 of 38, 215 yards, two touchdowns, zero interceptions, three carries for 33. That big 16-yard run gave the Bucs a first down in Houston territory, and they would go all the way to the goal line. Here's Rashad White with the game winner and the call on the Fan.
Hot and in motion. They are going to run it. And no signal yet. Touchdown, Tampa Bay, Rashad White.
So he got into the end zone there with not much time on the clock. And after the kickoff return by the Texans, that was all she wrote. Tampa Bay gets the win 20-19. A good win for Baker Mayfield and the Bucs, who start the season 2-0 once again. Let's move over to this second Monday Night Football matchup. A good one between the Chargers and the Raiders. It felt like it was a low-scoring back-and-forth battle until Justin Herbert got hot, found his receiver, Quentin Johnson, hit him on the money. 60 yards, catch and run to the house. Let's take a listen to the call.
Talks about Mac also off. Herbert launches downfield. It's instant in stride. Touchdown, Chargers.
They would go on to win 20-9. So Vegas takes a loss, their first loss of the season, and they will regroup for it. Is a short week for the Raiders, and they have to travel across the country to take on Washington Sunday at 1 p.m. Will this be the Marcus Mariota revenge game? He's actually played for the next two opponents the Washington Commanders will face, the franchises of the Vegas Raiders and the Atlanta Falcons. Dan Quinn had this to say about Jayden Daniels' status yesterday when he spoke to the media at 3:30.
I know lots of the questions will be about our QB, but I can say here's what I know. And when I say that, it's all really that I know. So he did have an MRI. And he has already begun his return to play process with us. He is truly day to day. What does that mean for Sunday? I can't tell you that now. I'll have more to share on that when we get to Wednesday and practice and what that would look like. But in the return to play, he and any of the guys would have to hit all of the markers for us to get back and do our thing. So we got a good plan of how to return to play for him and for everybody else. And I'll give you more insights just as soon as I have them. So I want to make sure I gave you all that I had, that he's day to day. And I'll share more with you on Wednesday when we get together before practice.
So Dan Quinn has been very serious about the marks that Jayden needs to hit and everybody needs to hit in their return to play. Under Dan Quinn's rules there. Now, for some, it's been easier, like Terry McLaurin. He was able to return to play from that ankle injury, and he was here for week one. For others, like Sam Cosmi and Noah Brown, it has not been as simple in terms of return to play. Here are the marks Jayden must hit to play Sunday.
Yeah, it starts off first on, like, the strength part of things, and that's step one, John. Then on the field, the change of direction, the pivoting, the moving, all of those would be the things to go. So we'll just take it, you know, as it goes, you know, through the week. But he'd have to see all of the steps, you know, along this week to hit those marks. The speed, the stopping, the change of direction, all of it.
So he will wait until Friday to make a final decision. But it's going to be a tough one to decide because you know Jaden's going to want to play. Heck, he played through broken ribs last year and had his biggest moment, his best play in terms of the Hail Mary pass against the Chicago Bears. There was some confusion and a little bit of arguments over when he got hurt. Was it actually a game? Was it out of hand late in the fourth quarter? Dan Quinn did confirm it wasn't when he got his knee wrapped up. It was actually the helmet on knee collision that he had as he was running away from Micah Parsons.
He was hurt on a tackle. He was actually looking back on Micah and scrambled away and got hit from kind of the opposite direction, I would say. But he is dealing with a knee injury. Like I said, it was good that he finished the game. And now as we get through it, we'll just kind of go through the whole process with him. And we're not going to miss it either, Nikki. With Jayden, we know how important he is. And so we're just going to kind of take it. That's why I truly say it's day by day to make sure that he can absolutely be himself.
We need Jaden to be himself, but also I would probably take a 90% Jaden Daniels over Marcus Mariota. I'm just glad I'm not the one making that decision. Let's go to college football on the sports app. All right, so Nico Iamaliva is the quarterback for UCLA. He was the quarterback of Tennessee and had the weirdest offseason ever as he got into an argument with Tennessee, right? And then he decided, all right, I'm just going to transfer, went to UCLA, and that was a big get for UCLA. Now what's next after they fire the head coach? Yes, the Bruins fire Coach Deshaun Foster Sunday after a winless start to the season. The Bruins are 0-3, and that was back-to-back losses to Mountain West teams. And so they said, hey, look, it's only year two of the Deshaun Foster era, but we've seen enough. He was not good enough during his tenure at UCLA. So just like we could see a mass exodus at Virginia Tech, you could see one at UCLA as well. LSU coach Brian Kelly did apologize for snapping at a reporter following Saturday's 20-10 victory against Florida. I think Brian Kelly was in the right to snap. I mean, they're questioning his offense after a win. I mean, come on now. Sometimes the media, it feels like, just is trying to create their own narrative or out to get a head coach. Certainly Brian Kelly has been under a lot of scrutiny, and there are people at LSU that want him out. Look, his team got a win. Back off. If you want to press him about a question, should be pressing him about the health of quarterback Garrett Nussmeier, who's dealing with an injury. Kelly told reporters he's been slowed a little bit with a torso injury. He's fighting through it. He's not going to be able to shut it down until the bye week. So they will take on Southeastern Louisiana this Saturday, and the next week it's Ole Miss, September 7th, number 13 Ole Miss against LSU. That is one of their bigger games of the season. Texas quarterback Arch Manning had a simple message and a promise. There are better days ahead for him. He said, I know the type of player that I am. I know I'm going to play better, and we're going to be better as an offense. He said that after the win over UTEP. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, here on a Tuesday, September 16th. We'll go around the National Football League with our Overreaction Tuesdays. Are the Kansas City Chiefs actually at risk of missing the playoffs? We told you guys last week, I think there's absolutely a chance they don't win their division. And they did not look great again this Sunday, albeit against the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. We'll run around local sports in Richmond, Virginia with Lane Casadante, Frank Maloney, to tell us what's going on with UVA Athletics at 2 p.m. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. We'll bring on Mitch Tischler from the Beltway Football Podcast, get his take on Jaden's injury as we look ahead to the next opponent, the Vegas Raiders, who played late last night against the LA Chargers. That's certainly an upper hand for Washington, as they will get the extra rest ahead of the Raiders game. They're going to need it because Jaden Daniels' status is in question for Sunday. We bring in Michael Phillips right now for a segment we call Crosstalk on the Fan.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on the Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on the Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
Michael, there were several reports yesterday that came out about Jaden Daniels, and then we heard directly from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, it's a knee sprain, and he will have to hit all of the return-to-play marks to play on Sunday.
Yeah, I think this is a down-to-the-wire one, and we saw this last year. He had the injured rib that we later learned was partially fractured. He was pretty committed to playing through it, and he found a way to play through it. The question is this a guy who's really tough, wants to be out there with his teammates, or is this the second coming of RG3 where he's telling the coaching staff when he does and doesn't play? I think there are more responsible people in the room now, but you've got to be careful with this guy. He very clearly wants to be out there at all times, even when it's not necessarily in his best interest.
Yeah, and you know, he is such a good quarterback that I think he could play through a little bit of an injury and not be at his full 100% and yet still win football games. We literally saw him do that last year, but you have to worry about his entire career and the full season that's ahead of us. And so that's why I'm glad I'm not making the decision, because I think it's going to be tough for Dan Quinn or whoever it is to tell Jaden Daniels, look, we need you to sit and be healthy.
Would you play him on Sunday?
I would like to play him on Sunday because I'm tired of watching average quarterback play, and he single-handedly made my Sundays better again. And also, I don't think it's structural. I think it's literally a big bruise from a helmet-to-helmet contact kind of situation on his knee. Ice it up. He's got a full week of rest. If he says he's good, yeah.
We got some things we need to learn here. I would not play him on Sunday. We got some things we need to learn here. They lost to the Green Bay Packers, got run off the field by a bona fide Super Bowl team. The Packers could win the Super Bowl this year. This team thinks it can win the Super Bowl this year. We need to figure out, is that because they have a good enough roster to do so, or is that because they're in every game that number five participates in? And by removing that variable, you agree with me. If this is a team that's going to win the Super Bowl, they should be able to beat the Las Vegas Raiders. Let's figure out, is this a Super Bowl team, or is this a team that's still in rebuilding mode, that's good but not great, that is lifted every week by the play of number five? We need to sort that out. I think Sunday gives us a good opportunity to do so while being extra responsible with your franchise quarterback.
You're right in terms of being extra responsible, but I just don't think the way this team played last Thursday, they're beating anybody, right? So all the talk of, oh, Marcus Mariota and this talented roster could go beat the Vegas Raiders. Well, they're a better team than they were last year. They've got a different coach, and we looked awful Thursday, and we have not looked good in the first 2 weeks of the season here. You lose Jaden Daniels, I think we're going to take a bigger step back, and yeah, we could lose to Vegas.
So if you can't beat the Las Vegas Raiders, who will not participate in the Super Bowl and aren't going to participate in the playoffs either. If you cannot beat the Las Vegas Raiders, why are we having these Super Bowl discussions? Why are we signing veterans instead of developing young players? That's what I need to learn on Sunday. Do we need Bobby Wagner playing 100% of the snaps, or do we need to get Nick Ballore some snaps to build this team for the future when they can win Super Bowls?
Michael, what are we arguing about, though? If the team is a Super Bowl contender, we both know the answer is if Jaden Daniels is healthy, they are a Super Bowl contender.
But without Jaden Daniels, they're not?
No.
There you go. Well, why are we messing around with all this then? Why are we not building for the future?
Because Jaden Daniels is on a rookie contract, and you have to take advantage of the fact that he's on a rookie contract.
I'm not ready to overreact to the Packers' loss and say they got run off the field, they got no business. This is a team that could bounce back. The Packers have had their number. Historically, the Packers had their number on Thursday night. Matt LaFleur owns Dan Quinn now in head-to-head matchups. That's actually the worst he's ever done against Dan Quinn, by the way. It was still pretty doggone good. This is a team that can hang. They can beat Philly. They can beat Dallas. We've seen it on the field in past years. But to do that, you're going to have to build more roster depth than you've got. The secondary play is not good enough. The defensive line play is not good enough. The offensive line play is not good enough. And we need to figure out, can those groups get better, or are they a paper tiger here, and now that they're facing adversity, they're going to fold, and it's time to give the young guys more playing time.
Look, we can argue whether or not you think Marcus Mariota and this roster that Washington has assembled can beat the Vegas Raiders.
They can.
Right? I want this team to win. That's all that matters to me. But this was your opportunity to improve as an offense on the practice field, and you lose that with this injury. So whether or not Jaden plays on Sunday, they have lost valuable practice time.
Well, and they lost a lot of valuable practice time dealing with the Terry McLaurin contract situation. They've still now had two full practices on the field since Terry McLaurin signed his contract. That's no way to build rapport and chemistry. There were major plays in Thursday night's game where Terry McLaurin wasn't on the field, and I agreed with the decision by Cliff Kingsbury and his staff. He's not ready. The chemistry's not ready. We are really looking at a worst-case scenario here in terms of the ability of this team to start fast and the ability of them to build chemistry. They wasted the offseason.
Yeah, and so Marcus Mariota comes in Sunday. If he's able to connect with Terry McLaurin, great, but that's not going to help Jaden Daniels' connection with Terry McLaurin.
Well, it shows you, though, that it could be timing on Jaden's part as well, right? If Marcus comes in, hits Terry McLaurin, that tells you that's a timing issue on the quarterback's part. We have not seen Jaden look sharp as a passer the first two games. I'm telling you, this is not a repeat of the RG3 situation. I've said that many times because Jaden has a much better arm and because Jaden can read defenses much better. But if Jaden is so injured that he's not properly doing that, which may be the case here, it is not worth it to the relationship to let him play just to say you let him play.
Whether or not Jaden Daniels gets the start or it's Marcus Mariota, one thing's clear to me: all three of the coaches need to be better. Joe Witt Jr., Cliff Kingsbury, and Dan Quinn. I'm happy to say I think that was the first time in the Dan Quinn era he was outcoached, and all of his staff was outcoached by the Green Bay Packers. But I have faith in them to have a better game plan against Vegas. But again, it's another matchup in which the opposing team's head coach understands what Dan Quinn likes to do, and that gives me some worry.
Pete Carroll knows exactly what's going on, right? And he coaches a solid team that doesn't make mistakes. And this is a Commanders team. It's making way too many mistakes. Think about the penalties that extended Packer drives on Thursday night. You cannot make those plays and still win football games in the NFL. They've got to cut down on penalties. They've got to cut down on mental mistakes. That's going to be a huge part of winning this game Sunday.
Whether or not it's Jaden Daniels or Marcus Mariota, that's a conversation we can have all week long. I'll ask you right now, who should be the team starting right tackle against Vegas?
Well, I think you start with Josh Connerly. I think you give him the chance and you say, look, that was an elite matchup there against Micah Parsons. That's as tough as it's ever going to get in the NFL. Give him...
Max Crosby might have something to say.
Max Crosby's one dude who's coming from a predictable spot. You can give him John Bates. You can chip. Micah Parsons is so fast, so dynamic. I think Micah Parsons is the tougher matchup, personally. Max Crosby, give him John Bates. Give him help. Give him the resources. But if he starts struggling, you've got to pull him early in the game. Because as you mentioned, if you have playoff ambitions, if you have legitimate Super Bowl ambitions, this is a game you have to win.
One thing that I don't think is being talked about enough, all right? Micah Parsons' jump off the snap was too perfect. Jaden needs to change his cadence. If it's Mariota, he needs to change it. There were plays in which they chipped Micah, and yet he split the chip and the tackle because his off-the-ball speed and his timing was too perfect.
Just incredible. It was so fire. I mean, as a Commanders fan, it stunk. But as a viewer, that's elite football right there. You're watching one of the best in the game doing what he does better than just about anybody in the entire National Football League. It was so fun to watch. It just from a, wow, that guy is superhuman. I don't know if it's the snap count or what. I will say I will put that back under Matt LaFleur owns Dan Quinn, because Matt LaFleur does own Dan Quinn. We don't really know the Pete Carroll Dan Quinn score. That will be a fascinating subplot this weekend.
So we'll hear more from Dan Quinn on Wednesday about the status of Jaden Daniels. But if Jaden Daniels is just dealing with a knee bruise and that he could put an ice pack on it all week long and feel good enough to play on Sunday, how are you going to Von Miller, Zach Ertz, and Bobby Wagner and telling them that our quarterback is healthy enough to play, but we're going to rest him and go with Marcus Mariota?
This is pretty easy. Our quarterback can't run. Our quarterback could not run against the Green Bay Packers, and you saw what this offense is missing when Jaden Daniels can't run. What was our whole offseason conversation, Adam? Does Jaden Daniels need to run less to preserve his NFL future? And you said it over and over, and you were correct. He has to run. That's the engine that drives this offense. He couldn't run against the Green Bay Packers, and you saw what happened. If he can't run, he can't win. Forget can he play. Can he run? Can he run it 7 or 8 times in the game, take hits, get back up, and keep quarterbacking the team? If he can't do that, I don't want him anywhere near the field on Sunday.
I think he can. I think it is a very positive sign that he finished out the game against the Green Bay Packers, that he did not, you know, let the training staff come onto the field and look at him, that he did not leave that game due to an injury. He played through it. It was 17-3 when he got hurt. The game ended, and of course, he gets wrapped up in the giant ice pack, and all the conversation is about his limp to the podium there. He played through the pain. I think he could again on Sunday. You're going to need an adult in the room to have a conversation with Jaden and the training staff, because if there's a chance that he could further injure his knee, you absolutely have to sit him. If that's not the case, let the man ball.
Yeah, only if he can. If he can't run, I don't want him out there. I don't want a guy who, hey, we're in a pocket passer him. He's going to figure it out. Maybe he can against the Raiders. This is a guy who threw a Hail Mary with the broken ribs. I think he can figure it out. I want 100% Jaden Daniels, and I think the best chance of getting that is by waiting a week and giving him this week off.
I think he can run. I think he will run. But then you have to look at Cliff Kingsbury, who needs to not call design runs. If he wants to run on scramble situations, that's fine. We can't be calling design runs for a guy that may be limited at any point in this upcoming matchup on Sunday.
You're limiting the playbook. He's out. He's out. He can be in, but with a limited playbook. No, he's out. That's a Super Bowl thing. This is week 3 against the Raiders.
I want to win. I just want to win, and I think Jaden Daniels would give this team the best chance of winning. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the most Commanders talk in town and the home for the games. You can air Bram Weinstein, London Fletcher on the call every Sunday with a full 3-hour pregame and postgame show as the Commanders return home Sunday to take on the Vegas Raiders. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, our buddy Joe Yashiroff, sports journalism professor at Maryland and longtime TV executive sports producer in D.C. What's going on, Joe?
Nothing much, AWOD. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for playing the old school ELO for the old guy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and look, we can argue throughout this segment about whether or not Jaden Daniels will play on Sunday, but I'll start with this. Who are you predicting will be QB1 for the Commanders on Sunday?
Ooh, well, if it was the old, if it was under Snyder's regime, it would be Jaden Daniels. This is a smarter group, so I'm going to say Mariota, but I'm not real confident in that. I think Jaden may play, but I'm going to say Mariota.
Yeah, I mean, I want to believe that there's an adult in the room, unlike the RG3 era, and I want to believe that they will treat this right. But we all kind of found out after the season ended that Jaden Daniels played with a broken rib in the Hail Mary game against the Chicago Bears. He revealed that when he was doing a little TV bit with Saquon Barkley. Nobody in Washington with the coaching staff revealed that. So I'm not sure that they're going to get the decision right. I'm not sure they're going to be able to tell Jaden Daniels, no, you can't play, if he meets all of the marks that Dan Quinn has set for him.
Yeah, you might be right about that, but I just think that, you know, you're right. Last year he played with a broken rib. I mean, I think we suspected, obviously, at least bruised ribs, and it turned out it was broken ribs. But I think they're going to make the right decision. You know, the Raiders game doesn't matter. Every game matters, but it doesn't matter. What about the next week, the following week, the season, the career? You hate to bring up RG3, but how can you not? So I think they're going to do the right thing, whatever that is. And I don't know what the right thing is, and they'll find out during the week if he hits the marks, as you say.
My first reaction is he needs to be healthy for the games in December and January. You're right about that. It's a marathon season. My other reaction is the fan in me. I'm so tired of watching mediocre quarterback play. I've seen that for 30 years. I don't want to go back to that. If he's good to play, play him. I do love the fact that it was more of a contact play than anything structural. It wasn't like a weird tackle. It was literally somebody's helmet went directly into his knee. He somersaulted. It was a big hit on the knee, but also hopefully it's just a bruise.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, but two words for you, Max Crosby. You know, I'm old enough to have watched live the Joe Theismann LT, so I always err on the side of being conservative, but the NFL doesn't necessarily do that. So, and remember, Mariota played really well last year, and I know he didn't have a real training camp, but I'm okay with Mariota playing on Sunday. But I understand everybody that wants Jaden Daniels. I mean, everybody wants Jaden Daniels, but this is week three. I don't care about week three. I care, as you said, about 16, 17, and beyond.
Yeah. I think my other concern about Marcus Mariota, like you mentioned, is he did not have a training camp or even a preseason. Dan Quinn told reporters yesterday it wasn't until after the third preseason game, after the Ravens game, that they felt like he was back to himself. And so with very little actual live game reps from him, it's going to be hard for me to envision Marcus Mariota successfully leading this offense, especially after how bad the offense was on Thursday.
Yeah, and you're right about that, but I'm not convinced that if Jaden Daniels is playing and let's say he's at 80% or something like that, that he's going to lead the team to score 28, 30 points. So if that's the case, if neither one is going to do that, why not rest him for another week? So we could go back and forth. I don't really know. What I do know is I would have Andrew Wiley in there and not Josh Connerly. No offense to Josh, who I think is going to be a really good player. But whoever's the quarterback, put in Wiley on Sunday. That's what I say.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Joe Yasharoff with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, sports journalism professor at Maryland and longtime TV executive sports producer in D.C. So we'll argue and everybody will argue about Jaden all week long. Will you question the coaching staff's decision? If they decide he's good to go, are you going to question them?
No, and that's the difference between now and before last year for 30 years. That's the difference. I trust this organization until they prove otherwise. I trust that if Jaden Daniels is in there, that that's the right decision. Whether it'll turn out to be that, I don't know. But the difference now compared to before is I trust this group. So we'll see what happens.
I do feel like since Dan Quinn has taken over, the one thing that's absolutely true outside of, you know, the three-game losing streak is they respond well after defeats. He has been committed to this Tell the Truth Monday. I think the team likes it. I honestly think that it helps them. And his best ability, I think, is coaching and getting guys to improve, especially when they watch film. So there are a lot of things that they need to improve on from Thursday when they take on the Vegas Raiders on Sunday. And one of the biggest things is the coaching staff has to have them more prepared to play. You cannot let the team go down the field, the opening drive, even if you get off the field with a fourth down stop, and then your two first possessions are three and out. That was awful.
Don't disagree with anything that you said. I will say that when we look back, and even right now, I think you have to say the Eagles are the best team in the NFC, but the Packers are either right there with them or not far behind. So you're playing a heck of a team at home. Obviously, it's a short week for both, but they didn't have to travel. So, yes, I mean, there were a lot of mistakes. I mean, Kraft can't get that open, you know, and we're talking about Brock Bowers, who's not playing 100%. So, yes, the coaching staff, everybody has to do better. I'm concerned with replacing Eckler, replacing wise, they don't have guys that really are the same guy behind them. But NFL is next man up, so we'll see. They may have to change schemes a little bit to make up for that.
What did you think of the decision to kick a 58-yard field goal?
I didn't like it. It wasn't what they did last year. I didn't like it. I'm not going to blame a guy for missing a 58. I'll blame him for missing a 52-yarder because those are like 45-yarders now. I'm not going to blame it, but I didn't like it at all. That was not the the MO last year, and I think everybody wants to see that same MO, aggressive. Let's go for it. You know, what are the chances of making a 58-yarder, especially a guy who's shown that he's not great at the 50-plus field goals, right?
Yeah, I mean, anything fourth and five or less, I'm going for it rather than a 50-plus yard field goal. I don't get upset at a kicker that misses 50-plus, but when you see what Brandon Aubrey did for the Dallas Cowboys, it really does reveal what kind of a weapon you can have if you trust your kicker.
No question, and thank you for bringing up the one good player on my fantasy team who got me 22 points, and I hate rooting for anything related to Dallas, but he helped me out. But, kickers are important. This is one that AP may have missed out on. We'll see. We're only 2 weeks in, but it doesn't look great. Again, not blaming the 58-yarder. I am blaming him on the 52-yarder. But the kicker, it's hard to feel confident with Matt Gay right now.
Defensively, who do you feel like has underperformed? Like Bobby Wagner, I thought was not very good. I have not seen a Von Miller moment yet, but I think the biggest guy I'm pointing to is I thought Frankie Louvu was going to be at an all-pro level, and he just has not.
You mentioned the three guys that I was going to mention, and Louvu so far, again, two games in, I thought he was going to be all-pro also. It's a contract year for him, and based on what happened with Terry, he's in line to make some money, but so far, we haven't seen the Frankie Louvu, the wild man that was everywhere last year. But let's see what he's got against the Raiders. But those are the three. Lattimore is interesting. They were targeting him, and I'm not ready to give up completely. But you have to ask the question about Lattimore: is what's up? What's up with Marshawn?
Yeah, I mean he's not quick enough to deal with speedy receivers, especially when they have a running start with you know, the motion type offense that LaFleur was running in Green Bay. Joe, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Anytime, AWOD. Thanks for having me on.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Whether Jaden Daniels plays Sunday or not, there's five things I think the Commanders must improve on, and it starts with the coaching staff. I'll give you those 5 points next on the Commanders Corner. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So look, I was in Green Bay with Michael, live from Lambeau. Our experience of Titletown was fantastic. The game was dreadful. And when Jaden took that hit, I remember looking to Michael and saying, that did not look good. He's running from Micah Parsons, and he did not see the defender coming. It reminded me of some of Jaden Daniels' LSU lowlights. Obviously, at the highlights, he won the Heisman Trophy. His lowlights were him getting beat to the pulp, right? I mean, just getting destroyed on some plays in which he took off and ran and tried to become Superman. That was Jaden Daniels trying to be Superman on that play. The play was dead. It's pretty. When Micah Parsons is 4 yards into the backfield right after you snap it, the play's dead. It's dead. Throw the ball away or go down.
Upside, that's the only time we see Parsons this year.
Yeah, that's
instead of two.
That's definitely an upside there. But Jaden Daniels on that play was running for his life and put his body at risk, all right? And that is the plays that frustrate me the most there, because you cannot run to your left while looking backwards and expect to not take a massive hit, right? He usually does a better job of protecting himself or bracing for a hit. That one clearly did not happen because he was running from Micah Parsons. But when he took that hit, I said, man, that's a big hit. Looks like it's going to bruise. But he popped back up and he played the entire game. And I thought, all right, he's going to play through some pain just like every NFL player does, and he'll be all right. Right? Then you get to the locker room and you saw the giant ice pack. I still wasn't that concerned. We saw him limp to the podium. I still wasn't that concerned. I got concerned when Grant Paulson put out the report that they had imaging done on his knee with an MRI. Because to me, that's bigger than a bruise right there. You're concerned that there's some kind of structural damage beyond just bruising and swelling. And then Dan Quinn spoke to the media yesterday, and you heard what he had to say. It's a knee sprain. They're going to fully evaluate him, and he will need to hit all the marks to return to play. I want Jaden Daniels to play because I like watching Jaden Daniels play. But I also want him to be healthy when the season matters most late in the season. But then at the same time, you have to argue, well, if they lose to the Raiders, lose to the Falcons, lose without Jaden Daniels, will there be any reason to bring him back later in the season? It sucks because Thursday Night Football Week 2 kind of derailed the entire plan for this season. There was a plan to use a lot of Austin Eckler. That's why you traded Brian Robinson, right? There was a plan to use Dietrich Wise and others to stop the run. Now you have to adjust. So whether or not Jaden Daniels plays on Sunday, the coaching staff needs to do a better job. The coaching staff needs to improve, and they got to do a better job preparing the guys for the game and making mid-game adjustments. So here are 5 things the Commanders must improve on if they're going to win Sunday against the Vegas Raiders, whether or not Jaden Daniels plays or Marcus Mariota gets the start. And the first thing is the number of explosive plays they have given up. They were good against the New York Giants in that category. They were awful in that category against the Green Bay Packers. I went through it with Michael. It was about 9 explosive plays to 3, and we might have even overlooked a few that the Green Bay Packers had. We consider an explosive play a run of 10 or more yards, a pass of 15 or more yards. Well, I know they had two 14-yard completions to Dontavian Wicks, Stubb, so you might not count that as an explosive, but it was a game-changer, and it was a first down. The amount of explosive plays they gave up is one thing they absolutely must improve on Sunday. Number two, we have to have the explosive plays. That was such a big part of the Commanders' offense the year before, and it was just not on display at all on Thursday. A big part of that was Jaden's inability to run. 7 carries, 17 yards. His second worst running game since the Eagles last year when he had 7 carries for 18 yards. He needs to get 34 if he's healthy. That's what moves the football for the Washington offense. And the explosive passes down the field. Where was that on Sunday? They didn't even really attempt it except for in the second half when they tried to hit Terry down the sidelines. I don't know why there was no real attempt to go deep, but that needs to improve. And whether Terry is working with Jaden or Mariota this week at practice, they've got a game plan, some intermediate to deep shots with your QB1. That's what's missing. Zach Ertz had an explosive play. Deebo Samuel had an explosive play. That was it. That was our explosives. And he didn't really get Bill explosive like he did week one because he didn't give him enough opportunities running the rock. Number three, five things the Commanders absolutely must improve on to win Sunday. They have to protect the quarterback. It doesn't matter who's there at quarterback. They have to do a better job protecting the quarterback. Like I talked about earlier, Michael Parsons lived in that backfield and he wrecked our game plan. And he's not the only one. The Packers did a really good job of pressuring Washington without sending more than five guys. Our offensive line was pretty awful. Thought Connerly was a D. Tunsil was like a C minus. I didn't think Brandon Coleman was very good. Tyler Biotis had that one big botch that everybody was talking about on social media where he snaps the ball and then touches nobody on a play. Jaden gets sacked. The offensive line needs to do a much better job protecting the quarterback. Not even just, you know, the offensive line needs to be better setting up holes in the running game. That's a given. They need to be better protecting the quarterback if we're going to win Sunday against Vegas. Number four, five things the Commanders must improve on. You got to make field goals. You got to make field goals. I'm desperate to find out what would have happened if Matt Gay made both of those kicks and Washington got the ball back only down by three. I'm desperate to have Jaden Daniels have an opportunity to win a game. He didn't have an opportunity to win the game against the Packers because the kicker didn't do his job. Now, I'm mad at Dan Quinn also for going for a 58-yard field goal rather than a 4th-and-4 with Jaden Daniels as starting quarterback. But there's no excuse to Matt Gay missing the 52-yard field goal. And that cost us the game. He even told reporters afterwards. Everybody went straight to Matt Gay and he said, "This loss is on me. I take the blame." I'm not giving him the entire blame pie, but certainly a big chunk of it. Number five. Five things the Commanders must improve on. Against the New York Giants, we all made a big deal, I think rightfully so, about the 7-play goal line stop from the 2-yard line, right? They ran it. They threw it. They ran it. They threw it. They just couldn't get over the end zone line. They couldn't get to the house. They couldn't get a tutty. The Green Bay Packers made it look easy. And I know from speaking with Bobby Wagner after the game, that's the biggest thing that they're upset about. I don't think it's the fact that they gave up a 92-yard drive. It's the fact that it was a 92-yard drive that ended in 6 points. And it was easy. Dobbs made Sanders still look like a rookie, giving him one juke outside, cutting inside on a 5-yard slant. Where's the help on the inside there? Not good enough. Jacobs into the end zone, and then Tucker Kraft was wide open as well because Luvu over-pursued it. I mean, the red zone stops are how you win football games. You can't give up 7 and expect your offense to match it every single time down the field. Red zone stops. It was one of the biggest things we asked for this team to improve on, right? We said they have got to do better on third down, fourth down, and stopping opposing teams from getting 6 points when they get to the red zone. And against the Packers, they were not good enough on third down, they were not good enough on fourth down, and they were not good enough in the red zone. Those are five things I think Commanders must improve on if they're going to win Sunday against the Vegas Raiders, whether or not it's JD5 or Marcus Mariota. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We've still got a lot to get to on this show today. We'll hear from Whit Babcock, who spoke to the media today in Blacksburg, a Virginia Tech football press conference, as they announced Philip Montgomery would take over as the interim head coach. He spoke to the media as well. We'll bring on Lane Casadante to run around local sports here in Richmond, Virginia. Frank Maloney for UVA. But on the Richmond Commander, we ask you to play Jaden Daniels or to not play Jaden Daniels. You will not be the one making the decision on Sunday, but I'm asking you right now, would you play JD5 or would you give Marcus Mariota an opportunity to start against his former team, the Raiders? You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.